This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The U.S. and its allies are ganging up on Russia over the poisoning of a former spy. The Kremlin is promising retaliation tonight. Senior foreign affairs correspondent Amy Kellogg is once again in Moscow.
The U.K. and its allies, the U.S., Germany, and France, presented a united front, a statement of solidarity, saying they all agree with Britain's assessment that Russia was responsible for the attack on a Russian double agent and his daughter. It said in part, quote, this use of a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia constitutes the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since the Second World War, adding, it's, quote, an assault on UK sovereignty and a breach of international law. A day after announcing punitive measures against Russia, British Prime Minister Theresa May visited the cathedral city of Salisbury, where Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were mysteriously poisoned on March 4th. Russia, saying it will soon expel British diplomats in response to Britain's decision to kick out 23 Russians, continues to deny it had anything to do with the poisoning and continues to request a sample of the agent. Russian officials have said that the British Prime Minister, weakened by troubles negotiating the Brexit deal, is simply trying to build strength by lashing out at Russia, but that this can all be set straight.
We are ready to return into partnership with the European Union when our European neighbors lose interest in following America. And Russia-phobic tendencies.
Britain finds Russia's attitude untenable.
It is absolutely atrocious and outrageous what Russia did in Salisbury. We have responded to that. Frankly, Russia should go away. It should shut up.
His comments may fuel the Russians' argument that Britain is provoking them.
Brett, in fact, the Russian Ministry of Defense felt compelled to answer that last comment tonight, issuing a statement decrying the British Defense Secretary's what they called coarse language, something that they said perfectly characterizes his, quote, intellectual impotence. In the meantime, no one here expects that this furthering sense of siege in Russia now is going to have any negative impact on President Vladimir Putin's popularity, Brett.
Amy Kellogg, live in Moscow early Friday morning. Amy, thank you.
Well, you know, that's, again, another one of those acts that Russia continues to get away with. And are they going to be held accountable? Boy, I'll tell you, it was, quite powerful what, Nikki Haley had to say at the United Nations and calling out the international community to do something about this. You know, Putin has been given a lot of leeway, and look what's happened. He's taken advantage of, the international community. I mean, Britain even taking an aggressive stance. That's something that maybe the previous administration here in the United States could learn, from Theresa May. And that is that you make a very quick statement and you start kicking people out of your country because this is a violation. I mean, the spy poisoning that's being reported, even Boris Johnson has made the statement that Putin is most likely behind the attack. And we've got to get out of this, the realm of the most likely, and start calling it for what it is. I mean, Putin, it takes a lot of latitude in that sphere of doubt. And again, it's, as far as his people is concerned and, his approval rating, this is what oppressive regimes are able to do, get elected with 85% vote of the people. What does that tell you right off the bat? I mean, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and that's what they believe in. Although you have a lot of nationalism within Russia itself that think like Putin, that, long for the days of the empire being a force in the world that is beyond question. And this is where Putin continues to project his country and the vision. And this is what they're all heralding. But clearly he is a bad actor as Donald Trump would put it, and he needs to be called out for it. But the international community has to say enough of this stuff and really hold the line on this once and for all. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live. We've got Dr. Ann Pierce coming up right after this.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com while you're there. Check out all the things that, hey, we have there for you because we're givers. It's very, I want to call your attention especially. Don't forget Christian Saucier, okay? Keep signing that petition. We've got to keep that in front of the president. I mean, what this, Navy submariner had gone through, absolutely disgusting. Get his story, and we've got to keep the pressure on. This is the nature of politics. It runs a cycle, and it's, you know, sometimes it's right there to the point, and then it's gone within 24, 48 hours, and we move on because there's always something else coming at us. But Christian Saucier is a plight and a story that we need to keep in mind and keep in front of the president because he needs to pardon this young man. It's ridiculous what he has gone through, especially in light. And you would think, if nothing else, because of all that President Trump is going through and what he will go through in terms of the what the you know, what the system has done to him, but particularly to Christian Saucier and the effect that it's had on his family. And here he was looking for a career in the Navy, spent something like, I think it, after everything was said and done, about 13 years. And all of a sudden his world was just pulled out from underneath his feet for something he did early on in his career and which would have normally warranted a simple reprimand, even a downgrade in rank, but nothing to the degree. A year in jail, dishonorably discharged. It was just an absolute mess and heartbreak. Read about that. Also, a new sponsor, Poly MBA. AMARC is presenting this breakthrough technology. I mean, it's a nutritional supplement that's unbelievable. You heard me talk about it the other day, and if you didn't, they went... Al Sanchez Sr. went toe-to-toe with the FDA in a very nice sort of way because you know how those guys, any of those three-letter agencies, they can be pretty rough, especially when it comes with, you're talking about anything that has to do with cancer. And there is so much empirical evidence that this product is so powerful in the war on cancer. And at one time they were saying cure, and of course you can't say cure cancer. But oh, you can't say cure cancer. You know, the FDA gets crazy. And so, anyway, he says, well, talk to Anderson Medical and ask them, you know, if it doesn't cure it. Talk to their patients. Ask them, you know, what the results are. So they said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's not say cure. Can you say resolve? So when you look on the website, you'll see this breakthrough discovery. It resolves cancer. Poly MBA. Click on the banner ad there and, check it out. Whether it's, something you need for cancer or just maybe as a nutritional supplement, I highly recommend it. I take it myself, and I'm able to leap tall buildings with a single bound nowadays, Dr. Ann Pierce. Let me tell you, it's It's a miracle. It's like my old friend says, you know, at our age that the OLD condition sets in, you know, and so anything we can look for to help us out, it's always good. Dr. Ann Pierce joins us, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get too into, you know, overseas here, there was a recent report about American presidents. And it was a head scratcher for me. They had positioned Barack Obama's administration as the 12th best presidency in the history of America. And they said, although that's not, they, and in their terms, it wasn't, you know, absolutely brilliant, but they see him climbing up the charts as the years continue, because in retrospect, we will see that Barack Obama did more good than bad.
Wow. Okay. I did not see that, but I'm glad I wrote A Perilous Path and I hope more people read it, because the reason I wrote that book was that their foreign policy was so unimaginably harmful to our security, to our human rights interests, to our principles in the world. And, Obama, Clinton, and Kerry rejected our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasized peace through strength and human rights. They downgraded our defenses, de-emphasized our ideals, reached out to the world's worst dictators, and offered to negotiate with them without any preconditions. Mm-hmm. That includes North Korea. They right. snubbed our allies, dismissed pro-democracy groups, and we can't look around the world today and not know that they were inadequately focused on growing threats from hostile regimes and extremist groups and paying too little attention to the world's oppressed and to people dealing with these escalating atrocities and hostilities around the globe. And I really think you have to look at Obama, Clinton, Kerry foreign policy to understand why the world is in Obama's former defense secretary, Chuck Hagel's own words, exploding all over. So it makes me sad to think that Obama would be put in the category of presidents who really did stand up for the American tradition and actually did enhance the position of democratic countries in the world.
Have you ever known historically a president in the transition, as he's heading out, that has left as many landmines? I call them landmines because I don't know what else to call them, because they seem to be set in motion by his administration to purposely cause problems and harass the incoming administration. At least my sentiment and my perspective has been, is the president's, you know, especially when it goes from one party to the next, is that there's a transition. All right, the Clintons took all the W's off the keyboards. All right, yeah, a little childish stuff. Not that big a deal. But the things that we're finding out that the Barack Obama administration purposely did, I mean, this isn't something like, you know, I don't know how you can even put it in the classification of plausible deniability, or that maybe we're not seeing it right. But, I mean, at every turn, and it's one duck after another that's walking, it's talking, it's squawking. It's a duck, and it's tied to Barack Obama, whether it was the unmasking of you know, citizens, addition, opening up people to see, this highly regarded top secret information about citizens, the FISA court, knowing that Russia was meddling with our elections, and they did nothing. And now, in order to cover themselves, it seems that they come back and they seem so outraged. And now we're finding out that they knew early on the Russians were meddling, but I guess maybe part of them, this is one of the considerations you might say, is that they thought, well, there's no way Donald Trump's going to win, so let's not make a big whoop about it. But then when Hillary lost and Donald Trump wins, it's like they're crying foul and blaming everything on Trump. And it's like, you know, and I want to tell people, you know, over and over again, Trump wasn't president then. You know, the Democrats were in power. So, and you want to blame Trump, so help me.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously absolutely need to investigate Russia, not just in regard to its nefarious activities in our elections, but also all the destabilizing activities throughout the Western world. But this hyper-attentiveness to the Trump possibilities in regard to Russia has completely clouded over the idea that we should be looking at Obama, Clinton, and Kerry actions and why they didn't, as Senator Lankford said.
Exactly.
Agree to a coordinated strategy to deal with these multiple cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns, which we've been dealing with from multiple countries for so long.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We're going to pick it up when we come back. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
It's your choice. I'll tell you, it's up to you what kind of day you want to make it to be. I pray it's a great day for you. Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, Dr. Ann Pierce with us, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Put a ribbon on this situation here with Barack Obama and the transition. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a real study, I believe, in administrative transitions, you know, going from one president to the next. And I think that that is yet to be written, Dr. Pierce, that, you know, and I don't know how you can support what I would call the antics and shenanigans of this past president and what he has done, not only to Donald Trump, because he's not only messing with Donald Trump, he's messing with, you know, the foundation of our democracy. I mean, you talk about your outrage, everybody's outraged about the meddling of the Russians. Well, what about our own former president, the meddling that he has done? The havoc that he has created. I mean, it's tough enough, as you mentioned, because of his policies, you know, that we're wading through. And what did Donald Trump have to do? We had to kind of like straighten the, you know, let's straighten out the chairs first. Let's get this thing organized, get regulations off the table. And all these things that he's been doing, you know, has put America back on a trajectory that, you know, the CBO and others said, no, that's, you're not supposed to be there. You know, the new normal is what Barack Obama had established, you know, not 3% GDP. You know, you must be some sort of extraordinary knucklehead. But look what happens in the first year, right?
Yeah, I agree with you that this incessant behind-the-scenes attempt to bring down the Trump administration and, in effect, to overrule the president that the American people voted for is unseemly. We absolutely do need to be investigating what Russia has done to our democracy, and insofar, if Trump were involved in any way, that was a valid thing to investigate. But the way that that has been pushed by the former administration and continues to be pushed, no matter how many times, no evidence is found of actual collusion, is really unseemly, especially when you think about the fact that Russia really doesn't want one candidate or another to win. What they want is to destabilize our democracy.
Exactly.
It's the same thing they want in Western Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They have divide and conquer tactics. They used those divide and conquer tactics in the Middle East in a more military way, obviously in Ukraine, but in our Western democracies, they use it in different ways. You know,
mm-hmm.
cyber attacks. We've just discovered a major new cyber attack that Russia inflicted on us and other Western democracies, and these constant attempts to pit us against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know if ironic is the word, but here you have the Obama camp constantly saying, look out, look out,
mm-hmm.
Russia's trying to destabilize us, and yet there are continuous behind-the-scenes efforts to undermine Trump, and anyone and
mm-hmm.
everyone who possibly might stand with him is one of the most destabilizing things that's happened in our democracy in recent years.
Yeah. Kind of amazing. The administration, Obama administration, didn't say something when they first knew about it back in the summer before the 2016 elections. But now, you know, they're like as if they were the experts on it and knew all along. Well, if you knew all along, what did you do? You know,
yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no. And the other thing is just in terms of collusion, the only collusion that we've been able to find is that with the Democrats and, you know, the opposition paper, the dossier, all this stuff. I mean, that's where the roads are leading to, not to Trump. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, you have, in a sense, illegally convicted Mike Flynn in this whole process. You've got a couple of, you know, underlings, other people that you have indicted, but nobody has. I mean, very few people have you know, what have they got him for lying, you know, to the FBI? I mean, it's like if anybody talks to the, and if you or I were to have a conversation with the FBI, we may not watch the a word or a sentence that we said specifically, and we're going to be in trouble with the FBI, you know. So
yeah.
It's just tough, you know, it's just a tough situation, but it doesn't get us to the point to your point, to getting this country back on track to where we can have all forces moving in the same direction. There's just too many people there blocking
the way. Voters deserve to know about Trump transgressions when you didn't investigate Obama administration transgressions that so many voters were upset about and was largely responsible for Trump becoming president.
Exactly.
The fact that so many Americans felt they did not have a voice and that Obama and Clinton and Kerry and the rest of them, Holder and Lynch, were getting away with too much.
Well, let's move across the pond, as they would say. North Korea this week, they said, you know, I've been talking about North Korea almost every time, but this is good news. I guess maybe some of the sanctions are working, some reasonableness. I don't know if Kim Jong-un had a moment after the Olympics. I don't know, whatever. But now he says, hey, I'm ready to come to the bargaining table. Is that real?
Well, I think the question people are asking is North Korea responding to the U.S. maximum pressure campaign? Or is North Korea simply trying to buy time and wrest concessions from us? And I think the answer is both.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely are feeling the pressure from our maximum pressure campaign, which is putting tremendous pressure on the economy and on their ability to charge ahead to the extent that they were on their nuclear and ballistic missile programs. On the other hand, they have a history of using negotiations to buy time and cover for their nuclear programs, and mm-hmm. their typical pattern is to offer to negotiate, to get us to let our guard down, and then to either back down out of negotiations or mm-hmm. to, in a very bellicose and hostile way, participate in negotiations, demanding all kinds of concessions. Too often we end up giving some concession like food aid. That food aid ends up going to the regime, which it then uses for its weapons programs. And then the other outcome is that whatever North Korea has agreed to in the negotiations, it ends up quickly violating those terms.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, any pressure we had on the regime has been let down, and they have gained some quickly needed sustenance for their people just in order to stay in power. So the U.S. is in a really tricky position because it isn't as if the Trump administration has said it would never agree to negotiate with North Korea. It actually said it would consider negotiations if North Korea said it would negotiate about its nuclear weapons. Well, now North Korea is saying that it will negotiate about that. In exchange, North Korea is saying it wants normalized relations with us and security guarantees. But that particular collection of stipulations is, a trap that we could so fall into. And we are going to have to be so careful about what concessions we are willing to give and if we are really willing to talk with them in the first place, given their history.
Exactly. Well, you can't expect them to change their spots. I think Donald Trump made reference to Al Wilson's song. I'm going to take us back down memory lane a little bit, if you remember that song, The Snake. Korea is a bit about that snake. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, and just like the snake in the song bit the gal who saved him, and she goes, why did you bite me after I saved you and did all these great things for you? And he says, well, lady, you knew I was a snake to begin with. And so, you know, this is what it is with North Korea, right? Real quick, as we wrap things up, we got about less than a minute, and we're going to, you're going to have to summarize this. I'm going to let you finish it up. Where we are with Syria, I mean, with all the devastation that's going place, going on, and where's the U.S. and the international community on this?
Yeah, well, we once again fell for this ceasefire idea, which is a total joke. I mean, all that Russia and Iran and Syria do with ceasefires is use that to get the opposition to lay down their arms or retreat, and then they just go ahead with their barrel bombs and starvation sieges and continue on with these chlorine attacks on civilian, and they continue, the Syria does, using crematoriums to cover up mass murders in its prisons. It is really just a horrible situation with escalating atrocities.
We've got to leave it right there to be continued. Okay. Dr. Ann Pierce on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
Want to refresh your wardrobe at home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $29.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to Bill. Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday to Bill.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yes, it is my birthday. Canaver, you're too much, buddy. Thank you. I love it. Okay, great. And also, James Madison's birthday as well, which we talked about at length. Hey, with us right now, we've got Michael Gabriel, graduate of Loyola University, Maryland. He received first place honors at the Hollywood Film Festival for fiction writing. He's been a professional writer for more than 25 years, worked in media marketing and advertising, and currently writes to promote Jesuit education, mission, and social justice. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Bill, and happy birthday.
Hey, well, thank you. Very kind of you. I appreciate that. Michael, your book that we want to talk about, In the Flesh, My Story, which is a novel, some would say quite courageous to write, some might say arrogant. How do you put yourself in Jesus' sandals?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think, you know, if you look at any novel, the novels that really get the heart of the hero in the story the best are novels written in the first person. You know, it allows the reader to get a much more close and personal relationship with the hero of the story. And I thought, you know, we've heard the Jesus story so many times. You know, why not approach a novel in the first person through the life of Jesus so that readers can get that same close personal relationship with the main character as they would in any other book.
Yeah, exactly. Well, last week I had an opportunity to visit with Jim Caviezel, Passion of the Christ renown, and to hear his first-person take of what it took for him to play the part of Jesus in the Passion. I mean, incredible. I mean, his shoulder was separated on a couple of occasions because of the cross. It one time fell on him. At one point, during the scourging scene, as you know, that goes on and on for about 20 minutes. It's just so devastating to think about it. He says, Bill, at one point, one of the cattails missed the body armor and actually caught a part of my body. He said, it hurt so much. It's like it turned me inside out. And at that moment, I thought, how could Jesus have withstood this? I mean, I barely get hit by one, and he's getting the full force of everything for an extended period of time. How could he have lasted? It was unbelievable. And then, as if that wasn't enough, while he's on the cross, he gets hit by lightning. And his body was split in half. He spent something like 5 months in the hospital. You know, that's about the closest first-hand impression that I could get and begin to imagine. And then I read your book and it's like, whoa, I mean, this is quite incredible as you walk in Jesus' sandals. I mean, probably one of the most talked about stories in the history of mankind is the gospel, is it not?
Yeah, truly. And to kind of relive the gospels from the perspective of Jesus is a creative, personal way of trying to approach the stories that many of us have heard so many times we almost take them for granted. Mm. And, you know, we read the Passion stories in Scripture, and it says, you know, there they took Jesus and crucified him, and Pilate had him flogged. And you know, like you say with Jim Caviezel, to really understand what that means, not only from a physical standpoint, but to get into the mindset of what Jesus must have been thinking every one of those grueling steps through his passion, and how much he must have loved us to accept and continue and not stop that brutality. That's what this book really addresses through the whole, you know, the last, you know, third of the book is, you know, really getting into his mind and heart through all that. And, you know, many of the people who read this book are like, you know, Michael, I really had trouble getting through the last part of the book, but it really, it really brought me much closer to Christ.
Yeah, not only how much Jesus loved us, but his Father. I mean, Michael, I mean, I've thought about this. The first time I remember hearing the gospel story is, how do you put your son? How do you sacrifice your son? I mean, even going back to the initial kind of pre-story of it all was Abraham taking his son Isaac to Mount Moriah and was going to sacrifice him, a son that he waited all his life for. And God says, hey, let's go and sacrifice your son. Just even that. And that's one of those things that maybe when we get to heaven, we'll understand God's full intent. We can look at it spiritually, but it's like, you know, what were you trying to prove by asking a mere mortal to give up his one and only son, one that he waited so many years to get? Yes, we can look at it in retrospect and say, this was an example of what you did. And boy, I'll tell you, it pulls at our every, I mean, the most base of our emotion to think, what would it take as a father to relinquish your son for a bunch of knuckleheads and people who are stiff-necked that could care less?
Right, right. And I think one thing that readers will really take away from this book is not only how much the Father and Jesus loved us, for Jesus to take on our flesh and come down here and teach us how to live and die for us, but how much Jesus relied on his Father while he was down here for courage, for support. He was constantly praying to his Father for wisdom. You know, he was often confused and frustrated and angry, just like we get, because he was human. And whenever he felt that way, he turned to his Father for help. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, what we all need to do every day when we're confused and angry and frustrated. You know, this book really shows us that, you know, Jesus felt all those things too. And, you know, how much he relied on his Father and his own prayer to get him through those tough times.
His focus on mission was clear. He understood, even at an early age, that he had to be about his father's business. And that is quite the example for us to understand that our lives are not our own, are they?
No, and that's actually a good point. The book actually, as you know, launches in chapter one at, Jesus is 30 years old. His father, Joseph, has died, and he realizes that his life as a carpenter is over, and his life to take on his heavenly father's work is now about to begin. And, he realizes that it's time to begin his divine mission on earth and what that's going to entail and what the next three years are going to be like for him. And that must have been quite a revelation for him when it was time to put down his carpentry tools, leave his mother behind, and go out and begin his mission to save the world.
And knowing that he was going to be rejected, that it wasn't all going to be roses and rainbows, that as he's going along healing people, showing them a better way, and knowing, the pain in his heart and spirit for all of humanity had to go well beyond his own personal interests and his own personal pain that he knew that he was going to endure at the cross.
Sure. And, not only the frustration of, the establishment coming down against him, but these were the religious leaders of the day. These mm-hmm. were the people that, the Jews and others in the area were looking up to for spiritual support. And, yeah, that crushed his heart that even the spiritual leaders of the day were the ones that were, brushing him aside, condemning him, giving him the most grief for what he was doing, and ultimately were the ones that, handed him over to Rome.
Exactly. And when you talk about the spiritual leaders, I want to address that a little bit more because people, they hear spiritual leaders and they just kind of pass it on. They don't realize, these were godlike, weren't they? The leadership of the religion and the faith was such that all honor and glory to them, right?
Oh, yeah. The Jewish people of the day, they were occupied by Rome, but, they obviously did not want to follow Roman rule. They considered the high priests and the rabbis of the day as their own personal royalty, and whatever they said went. And here Jesus comes along and, tries to, promote mercy and love, and that following rules is less important, and it's more important to, love your neighbor and seek the kingdom and, the royalty of the day.
Exactly.
In the Jewish world came down and crushed it.
Michael, we got to go to break. We're going to break for a short time. Michael Gabriel is with us. Stay with us.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office hours March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Even more great days. Why not 14 minutes before the top of the hour? Thank you for joining us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation continues with Michael Gabriel, his novel, In the Flesh, My Story. Michael, tell everybody how they can get their hands on the book and the website.
Sure. It's available on Amazon, but you can go to intheflesbook.com. That's www.intheflesbook.com to read some excerpts from the book, and then certainly link to the Amazon page from there. It's available paperback and Kindle version.
And, of course, we'll link it at our website as well. It'll be an honor to do that. Michael, as we were talking about the influence of the religious leaders at the time, I mean, you had the dynamic tension between the religious leaders, of which the Jews, and that was their safe space. They didn't want that disrupted. They had carved out that piece of safe space for themselves, because outside of that, then they were going to be directly subjected to the Roman rule, and which they did everything they could to avoid. Again, holding that into perspective, that is the environment. That was the culture at the time when Jesus began his ministry.
Correct. And, it was all about the law that they were following, the law that Moses handed down and all the other tenets and canons and things that they had to follow very strictly, in order to keep the faith at the time. And here Jesus came to fulfill the law and kind of break up all that. And we can obviously understand why there was serious pushback from the religious elite. But the book really gets into Jesus's mind as to, how he dealt with the fact that, every time he performed a miracle on the Sabbath, every time he taught about, it's not important about paying taxes to Rome, pay your taxes to Rome, give to God what is God's, the frustration and you know, just, you know, what he went through every day dealing with that constant, you know, uprising against him. And he, you know, knowing in the back of his mind how it was all going to end. Mm-hmm. But knowing that, you know, he was willing to go through that just because he loved us so much.
Exactly. Well, you know, the next development as this was going through, I mean, Jesus' intent was, you know, the people were being so handcuffed by all these regulations that they had lost appreciation and understanding of what, you know, what God was all about. I mean, basically, I mean, here we are. It's the Exodus one more time, updated version, a couple thousand years later, where Jesus is setting the captives free. The captives were the very people that were being squashed by all these regulations that were thrown upon them by these religious leaders.
Yeah, they had the religious leaders who, you know, imposed the rule of the law, but most of the time didn't adhere to it themselves. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, they had Rome constantly overtaxing them and with their own set of rules. And even the ones that started believing in Jesus at the time looked at him as a deliverer and a Messiah that was going to lead them from the bondage of Rome and hopefully liberate Israel. And they didn't understand that he was there to break their spiritual chains,
exactly,
not to break them away from Rome. And when that really started not happening, the tide turned against him, and it even one interesting thing about the book is how that really was the impetus to Judas's downfall, as he wanted Jesus to lead them from the bondage of Rome, mm-hmm, and how it crushed Jesus's heart when his trust was lost in Jesus, and he was so intent on moving Christ onto his own agenda that, you know, Satan pulled him to betray him.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because to this day, people still misunderstand Judas's role and what his mindset was. So not only are you delving in your novel here of being, you know, putting yourself in Jesus' sandals, you're also able to bring out, you know, what was in the mind, what, you know, what could be a natural consideration that would be in the mind of Judas.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the stories, obviously, I pulled right from Scripture and just embellished with dialogue and backstory and whatnot, but I do add a few scenes in the book that are not in Scripture to kind of explain that, and one of them is a conversation that Jesus and Judas has when Judas kind of pulls him aside after the apostles went out two by two to perform their own miracles in Jesus' name, and Judas is like, wow, it's so obvious that you have power, you're performing miracles. We understand you're the Messiah. When are we going to march on Rome?
Yes.
And Jesus tries to explain him, that's not why I've come to the earth. And Judas just can't understand, you know, when is Jesus going to, you know, liberate Israel? And he ultimately decides that he can be a catalyst to that by handing Jesus over to the Sanhedrin, mm-hmm, hoping that Jesus will turn their minds. But as we all know, it didn't work out that way.
Or that he would call legion of angels to come and save him and then deliver the people. Again, this is all, you know, interesting. As much as we study the Word of God, Jesus on several occasions said, you know, right observation, wrong conclusion in a sense, and the reason that you're error because you do not understand Scripture. And that was part of the challenge. I mean, this was with the ruling class. They didn't understand. They tried to fit God into their mold, not the other way around.
Right. And plus, the religious leaders, as all leaders are, you know, they're looking for, you know, when they were looking for a Messiah, they were looking for a divine Messiah to come into their midst. And here is a carpenter. They knew who his father was. He didn't dress, you know, like any of the rabbis. He kind of had an unorthodox way of teaching in parables. They just couldn't imagine that the kingdom of God would be based on the shoulders of a man like this.
Exactly.
And they just refused to have open hearts to it.
Yeah, not only a man like this, but a man that they knew where he came from, right?
Right.
Which was going back to the way he was conceived, that, you know, some people could disqualify him because, you know, after all, he wasn't born under under what they would perceive as a righteous union.
Right, right. And, yeah, I mean, the book, you know, has some very poignant scenes with Jesus and his mother. You know, I have a few flashbacks where, since I don't start at the very beginning of his life, You know, his mother Mary tells him what Simeon had told her in the temple about a sword someday piercing her heart. And that's when Jesus realizes in his mind that his mother is going to witness his crucifixion and what that does to him. And, you know, just some very creative ways of looking at the scriptures through Christ's eyes.
Well, going back to what you were talking about in terms of their perception of Jesus as king coming in and to deliver them from the Roman Empire, here it is, toward the end of his ministry, he comes riding into Jerusalem on a donkey.
Yeah, and that baffled the apostles as much as anybody else, that, you know, that they were going to lead their future Messiah into the holy city on a donkey. And, you know, Jesus is sitting there, and in his mind, he's realizing as they're throwing palm and yelling Hosanna, that within a week, those cheers would be turned into jeers, and he would be leaving Jerusalem with a cross on his shoulders. And you know, that whole mindset of how quickly he understood the fickle human mind would be, that all these people who are honoring him as a leader, once they don't get what they think they're going to get, they quickly turn on him.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that makes way for the Last Supper. What was in Jesus' mind as you wrote about it and that last night with his disciple, his apostles?
Yeah, well, that's another thing about the book, Bill, is you really, as you're reading the book, get to understand the close relationship Jesus had with his apostles. I mean, he considered these guys his brothers, and he realized he was basing his church on them once he was gone. He loved them dearly, and he knew as he was eating this Last Supper that this would be the last time he would share a meal with them before his passion and death. He understood with great sorrow that one of them was about to betray him. Another was going to claim that he had never even met him before. And he also knew that they would be scared to death in a matter of hours and scatter, you know, like sheep without a shepherd.
Exactly.
And, you know, to get into his mind as he's eating that meal and sharing it with his friends for the last time, you know, the grief that was crushing him. You know, we can only imagine as humans, and he was human as well, what that must have been like, knowing that the next day and a half were going to be, you know, just unimaginably horrific.
Well, the road to grief leads to the Garden of Gethsemane, and highlighted by the moment on the cross when he realizes that his father has turned his back on him. Wow.
Yeah, and that's one thing Jesus realized going into it that he thinks a lot about in the hours before, is he realizes that being fully human, he is going to have to look up to heaven, say some prayers and wishes and hopes, and have them dashed, just like we all have wishes and prayers and hopes dashed as humans. Jesus didn't want to take the cross. And, you know, when he asked his father to take that cup away, but your will be done, all he got was silence. And as a human, we know what that must have been like. But he still went ahead and did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even at that moment, as you say, on the cross, where he realizes the Father is no longer looking on him, that he's turned his back on him. God, can you imagine, Michael, your father ever turning your back on you? Your human father?
Right, and that's the perception that we all have, and that's what I think Jesus did best by example is, you know, he had to show that that's where faith has to kick in. You have to have faith that your father hasn't really turned his back on you. It's just, you know, we can't understand his will all the time. And Jesus understood that his father's will was to have him die on the cross, and through example, he showed us that he had to bury his head and endure that. And even though we feel that our Heavenly Father has abandoned us many times, we have to just bury our head and endure our crosses every day and get to His kingdom.
Well, well written, Michael Gabriel. Appreciate it. Prepare to walk in the sandals of a life you never completely contemplated. And this is going to take you into new depths. His new book, In the Flesh, My Story, a novel by Michael Gabriel. Thank you, Michael.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS.